Welcome back into Vikings Connected, everybody. I'm Erin Neuberg alongside Ben Lieber. It is the time in the show where we welcome our special guest.
And our special guest this week is former first-round draft pick Darren Nelson. He played for Mr. Bud Grant, and he's going to tell us a little bit about that experience. So check it out.
Well, thank you so much for Skyping in with us. And we have to start out with a big congratulations. You are being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Congrats to you.
Oh, thank you. This is a pretty big honor. It was fun. You know, my freshman year, I got to play with maybe one of the greatest coaches of all time. I was recruited by Bill Walsh, of all people. So got to play in that offense, and he got to design a lot of things with us. And it was a fun 2 years with him.
What does it mean to you to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Just I had a successful college career that was a little bit more than success, probably. It was a lot of fun. Our teams were really good, but we were really innovative, especially with Bill as coach and then as with some of the other people I played with. I played with two other guys in the offense, Johnny Elway and Ken Marjoram.
So as we transition then into the NFL, your first-round draft pick of the Vikings, you played for Bill Walsh, and then you also played for Bud Grant, who had the street named after him yesterday. What was your experience like playing for Bud?
You know, it was a lot of fun. He's a lot different than people think he is. You look at him and he's really this stoic looking figure, and he doesn't say a whole lot, and he goes up and down the sidelines and just looking, actually a pretty good practical joker. And he was a lot of fun to play for. It's an amazing time playing with him.
You could run, you could catch, but there seems to be some sort of devaluation of running backs in the NFL. Do you get that sense as well?
Oh, absolutely. If you want to win, especially this time of year, it's hard to win this time of year if you can't run the football. And, there are a lot of teams out there now that are playing and that have really good passing games, but we're going to see now how they do, because when the weather gets cold and you have to start running the football and you can't throw as well, it's going to be different. So, they're devalued to a degree, and I think the reason is because there are so many things that are involved with being a running back, but you have to have a good offensive line as well. If you have a really good offensive line, you can kind of draft a guy in the lower round and kind of help him along. But if you don't, you better have a great running back that can make people miss.
Is there a current running back right now in the league that reminds yourself of you when you were playing?
Probably Darren Sproles. I think his game is a lot like mine. I think would be somebody that I would probably relate to and look at what he does and go, wow, he's really good. He does a lot of different things. He returns kicks, he returns punts, he catches the ball out of the backfield. The only thing I wish was that, when I played for San Diego for those 2 years, I was primarily like the third down back. That was a lot of fun. And I didn't get beat up as bad. So... with the Vikings, I played almost every down, especially my first 5 or 6 years. And for somebody that was 185 pounds, that's not too good for your health. So I kind of wish I played long roll most of my career. I'm fine, though. I made it through.
You look good.
Well, I guess I was going to ask you, you mentioned the injuries. You feel good? Your body feels good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I have a bad wrist. I broke my wrist in 1987. Early in training camp and didn't really have time to fix it. So that bothers me a little bit, but other than that, I'm good.
Well, what do you think about the current team and the current season? What are your thoughts on the Vikings right now?
The new quarterback seems to be picking up a little bit. He seems to be picking it up to go, though. I don't know. It's tough to watch my team suffer and, kind of go through the growing pains of a young team. And that's what they are right now. They're basically starting from scratch. So, just have to stick with them, watch them, know that they're going to have some growing pains, and keep moving.
Anyway, I want to thank you and congratulate you on your College Football Hall of Fame induction, and thanks for your time early this morning.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys. Okay.
So now it's our second nominee for the Golden Nacho. It's all about epic flops this week. We saw the soccer guy which was the dead fish deal.
I'm embarrassed for him. I can't get over it.
I'm still embarrassed for him. This one is courtesy of WCCO right here in town. This is our very own Pete Bursich in the background, and it's a little bit controversial because I think he planned this,
okay,
but I'm not sure.
Plan to just sit at his desk and be professional and
work
hard?
Check it out. So
okay.
he's he's about ready to go on Rosen Sports Sunday, and he says on Twitter that he's going to video bomb this gal.
Okay.
Now, he's kind of doing that now.
Right.
Right? But then he falls off the chair.
It's so awesome. It doesn't get old. What?
It doesn't. So here's my thing. If he did plan this,
yeah,
which I think he did, because he didn't freak out when he fell over, right? If you're right. falling out of the back of your chair, you're going to kind of...
That only happened like 1 second.
I know, but if you're going to lose your balance, you're probably going to freak out a little bit, right?
But don't you feel like if he planned it and he fell, he would have been like, okay, I'm all right, or hi. He was so embarrassed, he was just on the floor after that. No?
I don't know, but if he... The thing is, he played it off so well that...
Maybe.
If you're embarrassed, you wouldn't stand up and like make a scene out of it. Like, I'm okay.
So awesome.
The thing is,
either way, I love
yes,
it.
Either way, kudos to Pete, because if he played it off like that, that was great acting. So
do it again.
That's my second nominee for the Golden Nacho. When Vikings Connected returns, I'll show you how we can make it 2 wins in a row. And Cordarrelle Patterson is back to go through his fan mail. It's all next.